Hi, I'm Rob.
Hey, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jackson, and we're here today to talk about eSports. The date is February 16th, 2019, and the question in question is eSports a legitimate pastime when it comes to the sporting realm? So I've been doing a little bit of research myself and going to kick off the conversation here around what is sport and what is the definition of sport. And I came across an article from Lee Steinberg in Forbes magazine, and he said that eSports isn't really a sport because sports require some kind of athletic activity requiring a skill or physical prowess, which eSports kind of in my mind doesn't really come into view.
I would tend to agree with Lee Steinberg and his assertion because eSports to me is gamers sitting on their butts, and sitting is to me a little bit difficult to play a sport while you're seated.
Well, it kind of goes into the question then of what exactly is a sport. If you look at some of the sports in the past, things like chess, where people are also sitting around, and if you look at the Olympics, which is the pinnacle of sports, and the sports that they used to have in the Olympics, things like tug of war, or even the pentathlon of the muses, where they looked at things like architecture and literature and music for things that we wouldn't consider sports today, but were part of the Olympics back in the early 1900s.
Yeah, it is interesting that the Olympics is kind of the gauge for how we measure a sport. And there are all sorts of popular sports that are not included in the Olympics, like soccer is not included in the Olympics, or at least not, but like the World Cup is way bigger than Olympic soccer, and baseball is not included in the Olympics.
Are they not?
Baseball was. It has been taken out recently due to not enough countries being competitive at it. I know the Olympics require a certain amount of competition there, and if there's not more than eight people that have the ability to win a gold, then it is scrubbed from the Olympic Games.
And what about soccer? Soccer's not part of the Olympics anymore?
It is. Only under 23s are allowed to play. You're only allowed four players who are above the age of 23 to play on your national side at the Olympics.
Oh. But it is very interesting because also you look at the Olympics sports like snowboarding, where I started snowboarding 25 years ago, and no one considered it a sport. It was just for fun. And then some people were talking about making it a sport, but most snowboarders wanted nothing to do with it. But now it's a huge part of the Olympics, and the U.S. is still dominating with the gold last year, I believe. And is snowboarding a sport? So what makes a sport? What doesn't make a sport?
Well, I tend to agree that snowboard is a sport, but like you said, back in the day, it wasn't considered a sport. Kind of X Games was around. It kind of seemed a little bit, you know, the kids who with the baggy clothes going out and having a little bit of fun. But as it gets recognition, like you said, in the Olympics, it kind of becomes a sport. It has that competition. It has that overarching governing body that looks after things and comes up with the rules.
And I think there's one big part of what makes a sport, and all the things we've been talking about, is how much money can be made. You know, that's the big thing with snowboarding. Snowboarding was, they said, a bunch of baggy clothes kids like myself just having fun and, you know, shredding down the hills, bro. But all of a sudden, it was companies realized they can make a lot of money off this, and with the Olympics and sports, they made even more money.
That's what drives things at the end of the day, isn't it? If it can make money. Like chess, like you said, is a recognized sport by the Olympics, but it hasn't taken off. It's been around for ages because there's no money making from it. Esports, you sell games for people to play, you can do endorsement deals, you can sell rights on TV now, and people are making money. Actually, the highest earning gamer or esports player is Koru Takasomi from Dota 2 player, who's earned over a career $3.6 million US. So there's big money to be made for players and obviously companies as well who get exposure during this.
Another example of that, of money, huge money makers, is the guy PewDiePie. You could probably talk to any middle schooler who two out of the three of us teach, or all three of us teach middle schoolers, and they will all know who PewDiePie is. And he's a gamer.
I know
he just
who
records
he is.
Himself playing games, and he makes a ton of money off of YouTube.
Yeah, just
and
subscriptions.
Getting views.
That kind of goes into the whole way we look at media now, though, where now people enjoy watching other people. I say enjoy watching other people do things because that's always been their sports, but watching videos, YouTube is huge. Not just for sports, but for content that's being created by individual users. So opening boxes, and I'm playing a video game, watch me play a video game. And they get massive amount of subscribers. And again, they make money off that, so they keep doing it.
Totally. I think we've talked a lot about how money is generated and the whole idea about popularity. But one thing, I'm going to go back to that initial quote, from that Forbes magazine is talking about some kind of physical prowess or fitness component. All right, I know that's probably where people would argue a lot. Is esports a sport or not? Because it doesn't have that traditional idea of fitness component within it. What do you guys think about that?
There is some physical component where gamers or players would have to, you know, use their eyeballs and their brains,
hand-eye coordination,
and their fingers to manipulate their avatars or whatever they're moving around on the screen. So there is some sort of physicality, but I don't think it gets into the same amount of physicality as a traditional sport.
So we talked about this earlier, actually, comparing something like American football, which is very physical, to golf. And golf, anybody can do it. You just walk around and hit the ball. There's hand-eye coordination, but you don't have to be physically fit to play golf. Whereas maybe with American football, you have to be really physically fit and have a lot of prowess. But they're both considered sports for the general populace.
Well, I have to say, because I teach, obviously, PE as well, and within our whole program, we look at what's the difference between a sport, a skill, and a game, and the whole idea always comes down to, does it have a component of fitness involved in it to be classed in that? And fine motor skills is a component of fitness, being able to manipulate something, you know, with our muscles. They're just smaller muscles. They're not as big. They're not going to require as much energy to use because they're not requiring as much glucose to make them contract. But it is still a skill that you have to learn, and your body has to be able to do something in a physical manner to be successful. You can't use a PlayStation control pad without being able to manipulate your thumbs together. And that's not something you just have naturally. You have to learn that physically to be able to be successful.
A lot of games now, things like Dota and Counter-Strike, you also have to have a really good spatial awareness when you're looking at strategies within the game of where you are and where the other players are, and think strategically of how you're going to beat them, which is maybe, again, not so much physical prowess, but mental cognitive ability, which goes back to chess, which we talked about, which is also a sport.
Sure. So I'm hearing all that, and I'm not totally disagreeing with you. But I'd like to counter that push back on it by saying, if a doctor sees that you need more exercise in your life, are they going to subscribe or prescribe you to play an hour of video games a day to help you get your heart rate up? Sure, I'm sure a professional gamer would have their heart rate go up as they're competing and the pressure rises and mounts. But as far as maintaining a healthy lifestyle, I don't think that gaming is the answer.
Yeah, I fully agree. I'm so worried about where people are going down into the rabbit hole now. We've got issues with obesity and activity levels, the diets that we're living. And now if we say that this is a sport, it's really opening up a can of worms where kids can say, "Mom and Dad, I'm being active because I'm playing my video game," which I agree with you there, Anthony, that is what makes me worried about esports being considered a legitimate sport.
Well, there's the idea of physical activity, which we talked about. But it also, from what I've seen, which isn't very much, but when I watch some of these esports, the people that are competing actually do try to keep very physically fit, but they do because they have to be very mentally aware.
So do professional eaters.
Well, but that's also a sport.
Yeah.
You know, professional eating is also considered a sport. But I think it goes back to that stereotype. You know, we said with golf, anybody can play golf. But when I think of the typical video game player, maybe you're thinking of someone, you know, some slobby guy at the computer just like, "Oh, I'm playing some video games," which is fair enough. But to be a competitive player, you do have to keep fit. And it makes me think back, you know, if you think of sports back in the 70s and the 60s, I remember I saw a picture and it was, I can't remember what sport, but it was a big game and it was like halftime or something and they were drinking beers and smoking cigarettes. And you're like, and you think of that now, like what professional team or professional athlete would do that? And it just shows again how the society has shifted in our views of how we view sports and athleticism and what is required to be a professional athlete.
I agree. Sports has evolved and it has to evolve over time. There's so many rule changes that happen and now there's so many sports that have been introduced. I know, Anthony, you played Ultimate Frisbee, and I know a lot of people back in the day would have probably argued that wasn't a sport so much as well. How did you kind of combat with those kind of comments?
Well, I started playing in college and it was just amateur, and I never thought in my lifetime that there would be a professional league. There ended up being two professional leagues at the same time. One eventually fell off. Doesn't exist anymore, but one is still going strong. And it was always pretty remarkable to see people's faces when I would tell them that I'm a professional Ultimate Frisbee player, because most people don't know what Ultimate Frisbee is. They think that I do disc golf. which is similar to golf in that you chuck your frisbee or you hit your ball and then you walk to that spot and then you keep trying to aim for a hole. Ultimate frisbee, there's a lot of sprinting, there's a lot of technicality and strategy and physicality in the way that you throw the disc, the way that you defend someone. So I would argue wholeheartedly that ultimate frisbee is a sport.
Would you say the ultimate frisbee is more a sport than disc golf?
In my definition or my understanding of sports, I would say that yes, it is. And I'll go back to using that doctor kind of argument. If a doctor was saying you're currently unhealthy and you need to get in better shape, you need to get your heart rate up, ultimate frisbee is a better response.
But then would you say that American football is more of a sport than golf?
Using that logic, yeah.
Are we saying then sports categorizing isn't a yes or no, it's more of a continuum then? Like sport's not a sport or a sport, it is some kind of level or, there's certain components to make it a sport. If you have more of them, you're more likely to be considered a sport.
I just think it's a different way of looking at sports. It's kind of the crux of the matter. We talked at the beginning that the doctor would think that a sport has to be about how much activity you're putting forth. Where, again, I look at the sport of how much money is being made off of it. Is it competitive? Does it have... Are people competing for money?
Sure.
It's a sport. But it's just two different ways of looking at it. And so I don't know if they can really match together. I have a question. What do you see, whether you think e-gaming is a sport or not, what do you think the future is going to be?
I think it's going to be a sport wholeheartedly. I think further down the track, as technology gets more advanced, I mean, look at the controllers. We've gone from three buttons to like so many on there. And then I think even more of those kind of Wii games where there's actually that physical movement and a lot of kind of army kind of version kind of games where people are hiding and ducking and moving around. And in my eyes, that would legitimize it a bit more going back to those physical components. But I can't see it with the amount of money it's generating and the amount of kids that, or even adults that love video games, this going away and dying away. It seems like a snowball is getting bigger and bigger, and I hear more about it every day. So
that would be Jackson's second point is what I agree with most, that the popularity of e-gaming and esports is not going anywhere. It's only going to increase. So I don't think esports are going to go anywhere. What are your thoughts on esports? Click on the links below to add your thoughts to our blog. Thanks for listening.